I'm totally aware of all the reasons I should wait until the evening of my wedding day. I plan on doing so, which is why I'm moving so slow. There are moments I'm consumed, I know I'll never give in to the chemicals convincing me it's time to reproduce, believing youth is just a season that I'm breezing through, completely confident I'll never breach my agreement with the omnipotent. My position's firm like cement. From time to time I allow myself to be put in awkward situations. It's basically a game where the objective is to resist sexual temptation. It's no problem, I can take it. I'm a strong young man, strong like King David.
And you give, all touch and no light. And you give, blood becomes ice. And the well on the hill is fearfully made. And you give,
one light touch. The right spot creates an overwhelming buzz throughout my entire being, sending a signal to my brain, leading me to a place where I can temporarily ignore the influences of all my scripture reading long enough to get caught up in what I consider foreplay. Some like to call it teasing. At the moment it's displeasing, still it feels incomplete. I contemplate completing, though my better judgment tells me it won't actually complete me. Ignoring every bit of reason, attempting to find meaning, proceeding with my own course and biology, a little body chemistry, stopping just short of intercourse, increasing my confidence in me.
And you give, all touch and no light. And you give, blood becomes ice. And the well on the hill is fearfully made. And you give,
I've proven to myself that I can stop whenever I want, so I walk right up through the line more often than not. It gets so hot inside, it seems my conscience shuts off. It can't handle the heat and I'm not so sure about me without even deciding to cross over to the other side. I find I've crossed the line. Is this what it's like? The pleasure that I expected went totally unnoticed. All I could do was cry because the words had time to hide when I was searching for the boundary that I never planned to go beyond. I thought I was firmly holding on.
My virginity's now gone,
with nothing to show for it except the soul with scrapes and bruises, plus the broken heart of my girl. Man, I'm so stupid. I'm contemplating taking it a step further. Next thing I know I'm naked and my face is raining. Of course it's gonna hurt her. How's she gonna grasp the reason I react like that? She got with me because she loves me. Now she probably thinks I'll leave her, like so many girls become accustomed to after giving into dudes who take what they want and move on. But hold on, that's not the way that I was brought up. I'm still the loving boyfriend. We did it once, it wasn't fun. We might as well try it again. Becoming callous, all off balance, victimized by my libido. From here, where do we go to salvage this relationship? I choose to remain in sexual sin instead of starting again.
And you give, all touch and no light. And you give, blood becomes ice. And
blinded by lethargic, dark-hearted thoughts, I've departed from the ways of God. I truly feel that I am lost. My soul yearns for what once was. I'm afraid to enter his presence and admit what I have done. Someone help me cover up my face. I'm ashamed, a disgrace, in the worst way. I consciously trampled over the pact I had with you and continued to dance on top of it till it was no longer legible, with incredible disregard for all that I held dear. Pursuing lust like I had no fear of the consequences. Lost all sense, consumed by flesh, ready to face whatever sentence I was given. What a mess, I can't believe how far I've digressed.
And you give, all touch and no light. And you give, blood becomes ice. And the well on the hill is fearfully made. And you give
I'm incomplete, oh, I can't believe it happened. happened to me. Nah, it couldn't be. I was as solid as a brick wall behind a brick wall. Or at least that's what I thought. Besides, brick walls can fall. As I come to grips, realizing what I did wasn't one big mistake, but a series of several. Thought I could outsmart the devil, he didn't have to do a thing. I set myself up, now it's time I fess up. It's too bad, I chose this path. I can't ever go back, retract these acts and undo the past. I can pray and fast, get back on track. Consider a one to grow on, put a moratorium on dancing too close to slow songs.
Then you give and you